Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Joe Cacavalli. My next guest joins me from West Orange, New Jersey. He's the owner of Sterile Space Infection Defenses, or also known as the Germ Police. Let's welcome to the show, Erwin Strohmeyer. Erwin, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me on, Joe. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
And it's great to have someone in your profession on, Erwin. Of course, you know, with the pandemic going on, so many people are trying to buy up, you know, cases and cases of Lysol products to keep everything clean. So it's good to have someone that can kind of help in that process, right?
Yes, I think so. I've been doing this for a while, and my clients truly appreciate the service we provide.
And Erwin, so what are some of the steps that you go through when you bring in a new client, and what are some of the process that you use to help get everything cleaned down?
Well, the biggest thing we have to do first is educate the client to the concept of public infection prevention and control. For so long, we've been used to just, you know, using a spray cleaner and a rag and cleaning a surface and then spraying some, you know, commercially available disinfectant spray. Mm-hmm. The problem is twofold. A, most people don't know that as soon as a disinfectant dries, that there's no more germ killing going on. So even though they cleaned it and even though they disinfected it, and that's really great, it's not nearly enough anymore, especially with a lot of the new infectious superbugs that are out there. And of course, this whole pandemic thing that is happening. So we need to educate them first as to how we're different from a cleaning company. And then we come in and we show them literally how contaminated their space is with different biologics and explain to them how we go about removing the biologics and really seriously inhibiting their ability to come back and stay and infect people in that space.
So, Erwin, your service then is a much more long-term approach, right? How long usually does the space stay in that better condition? Does it continue to do like that over time?
Yes, it does, although it does not alleviate the client from having to keep the space clean under general situation. You can't just stop cleaning.
Right.
What we do is we do a deep decontamination of all the surfaces right down to their original material. Then we terminally disinfect all the surfaces and the high-frequency touch points like doorknobs and light switches and computer keyboards and countertops and refrigerator handles and coffee pot handles and all that stuff people are touching all day long. And then we coat everything with a long-term antimicrobial coating, which bonds to the surfaces with a covalent bond, and we warranty the effectiveness of that service for 12 months. So it's a once-per-year service, and it works so well that many of our clients have written us and told us that since using our Healthy Zone programs, and for an example, like a child care center, the Healthy Child Zone program, have seen a 50% to 70% reduction in illness and infections since using our service.
And Erwin, when did you initially begin offering this service, and what was the background that went into it?
Well, I started the business in 2013, pretty much just about 8 years ago. And I actually had a background in medicine because my father was a dermatologist. And unfortunately, in the last few years of his life, I primarily took care of him. And when his day came, it was because he had caught several superbugs from a local hospital. And they basically tried to treat him for them with all kinds of heavy-duty antibiotics. But in the end, the infections won. And that's why what I do is really more of a labor of love than a job, because I love what I do and I actually know that it helps people because my clients tell me they see a major difference. So unlike a lot of companies that popped up in the last year, which were either people who lost their jobs and started a cleaning service or, you know, cleaning companies that all of a sudden started with this whole COVID-19 cleaning and disinfection service, they're all, in my opinion, pandemic profiteers. I've been doing this for over 8 years. I'm accredited, I'm credentialed, I'm certified, and the difference is myself and my staff, who all have to have the same accreditations I do to work for my company, we know what we're doing, okay? There's a big difference between somebody who picks up, you know, a can of spray disinfectant and some 409 in a rag and claims that they're doing infection control. It's amazing how many people actually don't even know the right way to clean. There's a whole science to it, and that's just the first part. But then it's also understanding all of the science that goes into the different products that we've sought out and use, all right, to make the whole program work and last for a year.
And Erwin, what's the best way for our listeners to reach out to you and see some more information about your service?
Well, they can call us at 973-714-8288, or they can email me directly at Erwin, I-R-W-I-N, at sterilespace.com. That would be sterilespace.com. And I'd be happy to talk to anybody. I mean, we have clients around the country. We're based in West Orange, New Jersey, which means pretty much the tri-quad state area of New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Delaware is all serviced by my primary office here in West Orange.
And Erwin, we appreciate you coming on today to give this information to our listeners and talk to them about your service, and I hope you'll be hearing from them soon as well and get to help them clean their spaces as well. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Joe, and if you want to do a follow-up at any time to see how things are changing or what new suggestions there are, I'm happy to talk to your audience at any time.
Absolutely, Erwin. Hope we can do this again soon. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
You as well. And everyone else, we're going to take a short commercial break, so stick around while more coming up.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.